Virginia law already requires open bidding for state-funded projects. Lupasi has written a letter to House Appropriations Chairman Chris Jones asking him to require the same of all related Chaco development projects, including the proposed ballpark, Kroger, hotel, and apartment complex.
The mayor has repeatedly said that if one of the legs comes out of the project, the whole thing will fail. So everything is part and parcel of one project.
Tammy Hawley, press secretary for Mayor Dwight Jones, says the state-funded slave trail and city-funded stadium will both be open bid projects. She says the private development projects will only happen if the infrastructure improvements for the stadium are made, and that these private projects, in turn, will pay for the annual debt service incurred by the stadium.
I don't know of any scenario where we can dictate to private developers how they select their contractors for their construction projects.
For the moment, Chairman Jones says he will ensure the law is enforced for the Slave Heritage Site, but sides with the mayor's administration on related private development. Craig Carper, WCVE News.